This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. As Pope Francis continues his visit to Rio for World Youth Day, our correspondent on the ground, Sean Patrick Lovett, has been catching up with some of the young people who've gathered there to celebrate events with the Pope. Here he speaks to a group of young Filipinos. The first, Dorcas, tells us they traveled 27 hours from Manila to come to Brazil.
It took us 27 hours to get here, to be with the young, and to witness this event.
And you must have had a very strong motivation to want to do that. Why are you here?
I think the World Youth Day changes a lot of people's lives. It has changed mine. And I want to experience it deeply and more. So I came here to witness again the World Youth Day.
You said again.
Yes, I've been to Sydney in 2008 and Madrid in 2011.
Why is this different?
I think the past World Youth Days, I was there to, you know, at first just see how it goes, how the event goes, and then later on you just get a deeper sense of what this really is, how this moves a lot of people, and how this moves, most importantly, the youth of the world. So it's really quite a special event.
And you're, of course, older now, aren't you, from Sydney? And how does that change? How does your perception of an event like World Youth Day change as you grow up?
It gave me a more holistic view of what my faith is. And I think it's a wonderful experience to share it with the young people of the world. There's something that moves everybody here, and it's an awesome feeling to be part of this and just be a witness to this great event.
I love that word holistic, especially when applied to faith. But what does it mean?
It's not just about you. It's about you, your brothers and sisters, you and your God, your community. It's an event. This is an event that brings everybody together. It's a family. The church is a family. And it's not about you just praying to your God. It's about everybody being in a community and praising and worshiping one God.
Do you think you're making lasting friendships here in Rio?
Oh, definitely. Last week, we spent our days in the diocese, the missionary week, in São José dos Campos, and it was a very beautiful experience. It was my first time to be in a Brazilian household, and the experience, I think, will be with me forever. I think I also made a lasting impression in their lives.
Vince, that's short for Vincent, also from the Archdiocese of Manila. Please say hello to Cardinal Tagle when you see him. Your motivation for coming here, why are you here, Vince?
I've heard a lot of things about World Youth Day. I planned to go to World Youth Day last time in Madrid, but unfortunately I wasn't able to go. World Youth Day for me is a meeting with God and with the young people, with the Pope, actually. And my motivation to go here in World Youth Day, first and foremost, is to meet God especially, meet Jesus through the young people.
And is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Give me an example of something that's really moved you, an experience that you've had in the last few days being here that really touched your life.
One thing that is unforgettable for me was when we visited the shrine of Nuestra Señora de Aparecida in São José. In Aparecida, I was moved because Filipinos and Brazilians share a common devotion, a deep devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this moved me to know more and to love more the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus Christ.
You said that you're here for the Pope. If you did get to meet him ever, what would you say to him?
I would say that he should pray for the Philippines, because the Philippines is struggling a lot morally through the laws, the anti-life laws and the anti-family laws, like the reproductive health law, and pending in the Congress is the divorce and the same-sex marriage law. I would say that Pope Francis continued to pray and to motivate our church to be more vibrant and more strong in defending the Catholicity of our faith.
I'm here with the commissioner for the youth ministry of the Archdiocese of Manila. His name is Father Jade, and he's going to give me very kindly, since he works with young people, that's his job, the identikit of the average Filipino, young Filipino Catholic today.
Well, Filipino young Catholics today, especially in the Philippines, they have a lot of dilemma. They're torn between working for their families and just concentrating on what they're supposed to do, like studies, and just being involved in some other people's, young people's lives. So. But the young people in the Philippines are so much, very much devoted to the Lord, especially with the Blessed Virgin Mary as Immaculate Conception as our patron saint. And where they're so vibrant, they're so creative, and they love their family so much. They love the very family-centered young people in the Philippines. And they give so much of their time. You can't run out of young people volunteering in the church. They're so generous in their time, their talents. Oh, they're so happy.
I mean, you paint a very positive picture of young Filipino Catholics. What, in your opinion and your experience, are the biggest challenges that face them today, in the Philippines particularly, in your context?
Oh, yeah. Well, number one, they're very much affected by the media, the messages being sent by the secular media in terms of their opinions towards some burning issues in the Philippines, like same-sex marriage, abortion. We have this RH law already in the Philippines. And that's one. They absorb so much of what the media, the secular media, are throwing to them. And that's why the church in the Philippines, like you working in the media, radio, Vatican Radio, we're so much challenged with getting involved in many, many forms on media, just to reach out to a lot more young people, to give them this option, this alternative. You have to read. You can get from messages from this form of media, from this channel. So we're trying very much. We would like to have internet TV. We have posted a lot of videos. We exhausted all the social medias just to get and feed the messages of the Church of the Lord to these young people in the Philippines.
You've been here in Rio for how many days?
Oh my God, so long, like 1 week.
Like what it seems like so long, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's so fast, but it's
it goes so quickly. The strongest experience that you've had in this week, something that you know that you're never going to forget.
Well, it's my first time in Brazil, and this is halfway across the world from the Philippines. And the Filipinos, I think we've grown to believe that we are very hospitable, warm people. It is a surprise for me to see very hospitable, warm, joyful people here in Brazil.
Have you met anybody who's changed your life since you've been here?
Well, the parish priest, no? Padre Antonio, he's the parish priest of São Benedito in São Paulo.
Why?
San Jose dos Campos Diocese.
Why did he strike you?
I saw how his leadership has brought the whole parish community to do and contribute for a program that will welcome us and accommodate us that will last for a week. And I saw his leadership. I mean, he's been leading, I guess, through witnessing and by example. And the people were drawn to him. Everything went well. I mean, hats off to Father Antonio.